KUTX 98.9, Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. So if it was a Friday in March, hypothetically speaking, and you had to pick a band to bring in the weekend, who would it be, everybody?
Shiny Ribs!
I'm with y'all. Shiny Ribs is here. Our concert club members are here. Our engineers are somewhere that I can't see, and that's probably good. Wow, this is great. We ended with a Beatles song called Dr. Robert, and that wasn't a mistake because the new Shiny Ribs album is called I Got Your Medicine, and we're fixing to get fixed up. Shiny Ribs has a sold-out show tonight at Antone's. Shiny Ribs will be at John Ailey's 50th anniversary on Tuesday at the Old Settlers Music Festival in April. We've got the Tijuana Trainwreck Horns here. We've got the Shiny Soul Sisters. And in front of the Shiny Ribs band, we have the Billy White Shoes of Bump and Grind, the Maytag Repairman of Love, the Baryshnikov of the Big Thicket, the Pavarotti of the Piney Woods. Please welcome Shiny Ribs.
A bad thing to happen to all them people in trouble.
But when bad things happen, there's one short thing.
Trouble come at you 100 miles an hour. But trouble it wants to pay. Trouble don't slow down in a curve. But trouble runs out of gas.
T-Rex, what you got? Good one.
Shiny Ribs, live on KETX. Trouble, Trouble from the new I Got Your Medicine, which is out today. Happy birthday to your new album.
That's happy birthday. Brand spanking new, little purple baby.
And beautiful. Is that how the purple suit came about today?
Yeah, that's why. I was wearing the purple suit the day we shot that picture over there at the Kenny store. My friend Wyatt McSpadden shot that. And I said, well, and I'm holding up fours on there, so it's our fourth album, so it made numerological sense.
I got your medicine, and Shiny Ribs has the medicine for what ails us. Well, there was no trouble when that song was going down.
No. You know, we've been doing that for a long time, that song. And we got it down, I think.
Everything felt so good. I guess it was, what, more than 4 years ago when you started opening shows for your old band, The Gourds?
At least.
Shiny Ribs?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Were you doing that just by yourself back then?
Yeah, sometimes I'd have Mike Stewart with me. Mike Stewart would go with us sometimes. And sometimes I think Keith would come up sometimes and play with me. But, yeah, it was primarily just me doing solo shows and just so I could play some of the other songs that I had that I didn't think would, you know, find a home in Gourdland.
Well, you found some friends along the way because there's a lot of people up here with you.
I did.
And they sound great.
Yeah, somebody asked this morning in the van, how did you put all these people together? I said, y'all put yourself together, man.
So when you're writing songs and you do that maybe on your ukulele or guitar,
yeah.
How does it happen in the studio that then it gets fleshed out for the singers and for the mm-hmm. horn players?
I work out a basic arrangement, and then we rehearse it. We go out in the shed and work it out, work on parts, you know, and till we get it kind of where we want it. It's true, a collaborative kind of thing.
And Jimbo Mathis, who's opening the sold-out show at Antone's tonight, who mm-hmm. was in the Squirrel Nut Zippers, he produced this record with y'all. Is it a challenge to try and get the energy that we just experienced live onto a record?
It is, you know, and I think the only way I found to do it is actually play live all together in the studio. That's the only way I've ever been able to capture such a thing, to get lightning in a bottle, so to speak. Because I was explaining, you know, like for years I've been, even in the Gourds, we chased that live wild creature that we were on stage, and you'd take it into a studio, and then everybody, it's like the singing frog cartoon, you know, and you're like, okay, sing, and everybody's like, okay, why do we do this? And it's hard to do when you're in a controlled environment like that. And the best way is that everybody just play together. So that's how we did this at a famous old studio in Houston called Sugar Hill Recording Studios. Willie cut his first nightlife demos there. Pappy Daly, George Jones, early George Jones, Sir Doug recorded there. Freddie Fender recorded all his hits there. Don Roby recorded a lot of that stuff there. Famous studio, so... had all that vibe, and then I had Jimbo there as my Pappy Daly, you know. I told Jimbo, I said, let's go make it at Sugar Hill. You be Pappy, and I'll be the possum. And he said, sounds good to me, man.
You mentioned Doug, and you're originally from Beaumont, and I keep hearing the phrase swamp pop thrown around in reference to this record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't define it. I just know what it is when I hear it.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
You know, Swamp Pop to me is it's kind of just like New Orleans R&B played by country folks without the chops, you know. Which a lot of cool things can come from that. At the same time, these boys in Southeast Texas, Southwest Louisiana were trying to play what the big boys in New Orleans were playing. There were some guys over in Jamaica trying to do it too, and it came out a little different way, you know. It's just, that's the New Orleans influence is what I love the most.
It's the real deal.
It is.
Shiny Ribs tonight at Antone's is sold out. You'll be joining us for John Ailey's 50th anniversary, and I understand maybe you composed something new for Tuesday night?
I did. You know, I've always had a problem spelling John Ailey's last name. So I sat down and wrote a song, so teach us all how to spell his last name properly. Finally, after 50 years, we'll be able to spell his name. A-I-E-L-L-I.
Thank you. I needed the help. Seriously. Keep sending them emails, they bounce back to me. I thought it was just because he didn't like me. But And also, Old Settlers is kind of a home base for Shiny Ribs, so you'll be there more than one day.
We'll be there Saturday on the Bluebonnet stage, and then Sunday we're closing out the campground stage like we do every year. The Gorge did that for years, too, so it's kind of a long tradition.
Well, congratulations to all of the Shiny Ribs for this great new album, I Got Your Medicine.
Thank you, sir.
It's amazing. And I know this isn't like New Year's Eve when you played for, I don't know, 50 or 60,000 people at Auditorium Shores, but we're going to get it going again. In fact, let's just do a couple in a row and blow it out.
Sounds good to me.
Shiny Ribs live on KUTX.
Thank you, brother.
Fly,
it'll make you cry,
it'll
and you wonder.
Healing courtesy of Shiny Ribs. Let's hear it for him. Today is the birthday of the new album, I Got Your Medicine. Sold out show tonight at Antone's. Catch up with the band at Old Settlers Music Festival. And I was thinking to myself, man, I wish you could see the Shiny Soul Sisters doing their thing. I wish you could see Kevin's suit. But actually, you will be able to, because our multimedia team is here and they're filming everything. So we'll post it all at KUTX.org next week. Y'all have a good time tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jody. You have a good time tonight, too.
I will. I'm having a good time right now. Thank
you.
You got
to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing a little poker tonight. Shiny Ribs, everybody. Live on KUTX, the Austin Music Experience. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks, y'all, Concert Club members, for coming out today. Have a great weekend. We got your medicine.